Thank you all for coming. Everybody seems to have a theme. I didn't realize I had one. But as I was looking at these, I find that my three poems all have DNA twisting through them somehow or other. So, this one is called The Colors of the World. I seem to seek the sunlight always, streaming golden through the clouds, flashing indigo from bunting wings. I must have been born of Cork. Oh, Cork can feel despair, postpartum grief, a child born incomplete, rage as fanatics dismember the world. But even underwater, Cork sees sunshine overhead, bobs irrepressibly up to find it. I see rainbows through my tears. Pete said says he was born of lead. For him, the sun sets sepia. Skies may be blue, parasols pink. He doesn't know. His inner eye is colorblind. He sinks and sinks and sees no bottom. He thinks he lacks the chemicals of joy. Some enzymatic trigger isn't sending dopamine surging through his neurons. A trickle, maybe. Not enough. He shrugs. No one chooses lead. So, what are the colors of the world? What are they really? I can only tell you what I see. And there are flowers shedding their pollen. I'm sorry. My second one is called Suppose. Suppose you're yet unborn, a cloud perhaps, floating formless in the blue. It's fun to bulge into a dragon or a whale. The winds will shape you, your person, as they will. You're all the colors of the rainbow still. One will wrap around you later. Pink announcement cards, or blue, or purple maybe. Orange? Can't say yet. Rain falls on the rich and poor, so you'll be wet. But your inheritance? The ink's still in the well. The hurricane of hearts and hands and neural nets swirls around you. Don't know what you'll get. From that whirl of possibility, a myriad faces of the infinite peer out. You'll kneel to one someday. Dominant sect or heretic? It's all location, location, location. But now, eager sperm are wriggling closer, closer. Egg is panting, her arms outstretched. And finally, I've been thinking all day how to introduce this last poem, and my final decision is that I want to assure you I was sober when I wrote it. There are two things you need to know. First of all, it's written for two voices. Secondly, you need to know a little bit about what a mandrel is. Mandrels are cousins of baboons. Sorry, been thinking about that for a long time. I couldn't figure it. They're cousins of baboons. They live in the Congo, and they're known for the blue, red, and yellow stripes on their faces and their genitals. The poem is How the Mandrel Got the Blues. A million years ago, back when baboon butts were brown, a dying star blew up, sent a proton screaming into space. We'll call him Cosmic Ray. Off he raced and into the night, until at last he felt compelled to dive towards something blue. Down and down he plummeted. Blue turned Congo green. He zipped through Akumi treetops, lianas snaking upward. A hairy scrotum loomed. Ray plunged into the mass of swarming simian sperm, slammed into a lively one, let's say George, spiraled down his DNA, knocked a cytosine askew. George was born rather like Rudolph the reindeer, but upside down. His taillights blushed scarlet and blue. His mother was appalled, combed his hair just so. One day, however, he happened to stoop for a mango over by the girls.
Oh my God, Mabel, look at that. Oh wow. Hey, Georgie, come here.